Old Testament lesson appointed for today will also serve as the text for our meditation in this morning hour, written in Isaiah chapter 63, verses 7 through 14, where we read as follows. I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel, which he has granted them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, sons who will not deal falsely. And he became their Savior. In their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. He lifted them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore he turned to be their enemy and himself fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old of Moses, his servant. Where is he who brought up out of the sea the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put in the midst of them his Holy Spirit, who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, who divided the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the depths? Like a horse in the desert they did not stumble, like cattle that go down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. So thou didst lead thy people to make for thyself a glorious name. Here ends the lesson. May our eternal God grant us grace to face each day in joy as we remember the past. Amen. During the days of our life here upon this earth, we as the children of God and the people of God really have but one purpose. And that purpose is to give glory to God, or as we pray in our Lord's Prayer, to hallow his name. That's the purpose of our teaching and the purpose of our learning. That's the purpose of our evangelism programs and our stewardship programs and our preaching, our counseling, our worship, and everything that we do as the people of God. No matter what we do, we want to be able to say with St. Paul in the Ephesians, to him who by the power at work within us is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. But that's not always very easy to accomplish. No matter how well-intentioned we might be, no matter how earnestly we might endeavor to accomplish this work, we always seem to fail. And the reasons for our failure are all too obvious. So obvious, in fact, that I almost hesitate to name them in such an august gathering. And yet I must. For on the one hand, it is sinful pride which so often steals the glory that should be given to God and replaces it with a sense of personal accomplishment and personal achievement. While on the other hand, God's glory and our proclamation of that glory is just as frequently masked by a sense of self-pity and dejection, which would say with the people of Israel, where is he? Where is our God? And so we ride a roller coaster of emotion in our life and in our ministry, which ranges from the sense of being with Christ and the disciples on the mountaintop to the experience of what it must be like to be shut up in the pit of Sheol. And yet all the while we profess to be engaged in the life of faith, which gives all glory to God. My friends, these things ought not to happen. But what are we to do? How can we change that roller coaster ride for a life of mature Christianity? You know, the fact is, and we all know it, we can't. But our God can, as he comes to us through his word and as his Spirit causes us to grow in our faith. He does. And that's at least a part of what our text for this morning would say to us as it addresses us, both as we are on the mountain and as we find ourselves in the pit. For when we're feeling good about all that we have accomplished and all that we have done to extend the kingdom and the glory of God in this world, when we're self-satisfied that we have done the best possible job on a paper or a project or a program, and have used our God-given talents to the best of our ability, God, through the prophet, comes to us and says, I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. And so he points us to our beginnings, and his dealings with us from the beginning, as he reminds us that he is the one who called us in the first place and made us his own, as he himself became our Savior and declared himself to be our God. But at the same time, Yahweh addresses us in times of depression, and he addresses us in the midst of our busyness when it seems as though nothing is going right, and it seems as though there is no end to our unhappiness. And so the prophet reminds us that in all their affliction, he was afflicted. The angel of his presence saved them in his love. He redeemed them, he lifted them, and carried them all the days of old. And even when God's people rebelled, we are reminded that the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. The point is, of course, that as we strive to carry out the mandate of our faith, as we do strive in all of life to give all glory to God, we must at all times remember the past. And what we remember is what the Scriptures tell us, and what our baptism tells us, and what our Lord's Supper tells us, that our God loves us and has worked to make us his own. In Jesus his Son, the Word made flesh, who suffered and died for our salvation, he has worked in a very mighty way to make us his children. In our daily lives, and in our corporate and individual history, he has always worked to accomplish his purposes, the furtherance of his kingdom, as he has established it here upon this earth among us. As we remember the past then, as we do each time we study the Word together, as we will this coming Sunday as we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord, and as we will in the weeks ahead as we observe the Lenten season, as we remember the past, we will give all glory to God, and we will exchange the roller coaster of life's emotions for the upward call of God in Christ. And our sinful pride and our self-pity will give way to prayer and praise as we lift our hands in faith to God and say with the prophet, Thou, O Lord, didst lead thy people to make for thyself a glorious name. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.